Welcome to a special Friday edition of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the weekly update where we examine the latest headlines from all across the world to keep you informed about issues that affect your faith. Stay aware, stay informed. It's the special Friday edition of Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakhdar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us in the first podcast for the year, and that is Friday, the 5th of the year of our Lord, 2024. With me today, as usual, our great producer, Brother Paul Sutcliffe. And hello, Brother Paul. And how do you feel about that brand new year so far?
I don't like how it's starting. Let me put it that way.
All right. Well, I hope and I pray that the Lord will turn that feeling upside down 180 degrees, that next time we talk, you will have a great positive attitude towards that brand new year. Well, Brother Paul, we're going to go in circle, as we always do, start with the United States of America to learn about what's going on and how Muslims are affecting planet Earth. We have a few stories here in the USA, so let's start with the first one.
On December 28th, Islam's Hamas lovers were declaring themselves victorious, singing songs at the World Trade Center's demise. Here, their horrifying cries of Allah Akbar, 22 years after 9/11. And now this is a loud celebration outside the World Trade Center's memorial. Shame on the mayor of New York City.
Well, shame on the mayor and shame on all the leaders of this country. I talked about that many times in the past, and I said, we will continue to remember September 11 as long as we can tie what happened on that day to the teaching of Allah in the Quran and the teaching of Muhammad in the Hadith, which is the ideology of Islam. When we disregard the fact that September 11 was attacked by Allah and Muhammad and Muslim believers against infidel Americans, that day will die. Not only that day has been dying for the last 22 years, but now Muslims will take over the day to celebrate and shout Allah Akbar. The same sounds which we heard in the aeroplane when they took these two towers are now in the bottom of the street of the same spot. It is sad. It is a fact. You don't speak the truth to set you free, and you allow the liar's voice to get louder and louder. Not only you lose the truth, but you lose the country which you are living in. And that's exactly what's coming to America as we continue to see the decline of America. Islam rising up and everything else go down. That is a fact, Brother Paul, and I don't want to say too much about it. We just have to wait and see what will be happening in the near future as we will be remembering September 11. What is the next story, Brother Paul?
On New Year's Day, January 1st, Hamas lovers who should have been arrested as supporters of terrorist entities released a large balloon while blocking traffic to JFK Airport. This was an attempt to put the lives of thousands at risk.
Not one of them arrested. Mashallah, mashallah. That's wonderful because it's a freedom. The freedom we have in America, which Muslims can use for our own destruction. Obviously, this is another evidence. What I'm telling you is true. Muslims' voices is getting louder, and you're going to hear it even worse than that in the near future as they will have the liberty to enjoy what we have here in America for their own good and for the worth, which is to come to America. And I don't know, how are you going to react to that? Will you end freedoms that we all live in misery in America, or will we allow freedom to continue that Muslims use it against us? Because in Islam, there's no freedom. And when you give Muslim freedom, they will have victory for Allah and for Muhammad. The next story, Brother Paul.
On December 28th, Immigration and Customs Enforcement informed the public that they had removed an Iranian with connections to terrorism who had crossed the Rainbow Bridge pedestrian walkway back in October 10th. However, he tried again, and he was handed back to the Canadian Border Patrol. When he did this on October 12th, he was held. And that's why they just released him to the Canadian Border Patrol and CSIS agents, because he was also on a terror watch list.
So we got a Muslim Iranian on a terror watch list are attempting more than once to come to America. Is that the story is all about?
Yes.
Well, how about the hundreds, or we can say the thousands, who came from Canada to America, which we do not know any record of? We do not know who they were, what's their name, where they come from, and where they at in America. What are you going to do about all these thousands who came from the northern border the last 3 years? I'm talking, Brother Paul, about the Canadian border, the northern border.
Well, only God knows. There's no border. There's no wall.
There's no wall. And now let's look at the southern border, which we just have a new record last month. 302,000 people walk in to America. And those are the ones who literally let us know that they're here. We can count them. What about the others, which we have no clue who they are or where they're coming from? I know that there are plenty of Africans. People come all the way from Asia. People come all the way from all over the 54 countries of Africa to Mexico, to America. Brother Paul, there is no country without border. We have no America anymore. And it's going to be like that for the rest of the next 11 months. And who knows? They can make a trick and make O'Biden win again for 4 more years.
Scary. It's definitely scary.
Brother Paul, the number of Muslims who cross our border from the north and from the south in America in the last 3 years is beyond imagination. And there are plenty enough to destroy America more than twice in 5 minutes. So I don't think America is safe any longer. It's just about time. We are in the mercy of God. And when the Muslim will attack, I'm talking about the one who already crossed our border from the north and from the south.
The next story has Kareem Nasser, who is 23 years old from Trenton, New Jersey, who was captured in Kenya back on December 14th. He is being mentioned because he was just brought to the United States past week. He had been on a layover to Somalia when they caught him in an attempt to join Al-Shabaab in Somalia. He had expressed a desire to be a martyr for the jihadist cause. Nasser, who was born to the U.S. to Egyptian parents, used the name Gharib al-Mushir. According to the FBI complaint, Nasser promised jihad on your home turf.
Well, it's a problem. There are plenty of Muslims in America who are true believers in Islam and they believe in jihad, and their children will follow their steps. And the number of the children obviously quadruples the number of the parents. So if you think you have one Mr. Nasser today, there'll be thousands of Mr. Nasser tomorrow, or hundreds of thousands of Mr. Nasser in the near future out of America. Those are the Muslims who are willing to die for the sake of Allah, who are willing to perform jihad with their lives, as Allah stated in the Quran in many, many locations. So face the reality. We're not going to worry about Muslims coming from the Muslim world to America. We're going to be worried about Muslims come out of America to the rest of the world to perform jihad for the sake of Allah. And we will never be able to stop the Muslim movement, the Muslim jihad, because even if we stop the Middle East, how in the world are we going to stop it here in America? Let's move on to the next story, Brother Paul.
On December 26th, an Israeli strike a building in Bin Jebel, a well-known Hezbollah stronghold in South Lebanon, reportedly killed three people: Ali Bazi, his brother Ibrahim Bazi, and Ibrahim's wife Sharouk Hamoud. Hezbollah initially claimed that all three were civilians, but later on announced that Ali Bazi was a jihad fighter and a martyr who fell on the way to Jerusalem. According to reports in Australia and Lebanese media, the two brothers had Australian citizenship from their mother, and Ibrahim's wife had recently received an Australian visa. On December 28th, the Islamic Center of America announced that on the 30th of December, they were going to commemorate the jihadi's memory.
So Muslim America are celebrating the jihadi memories of the Middle East. You see, this is clear talk. It's in your face, Paul. We're Muslims here in America, northern Canada, down in Australia, in Europe. We're Muslims. We're united. We will celebrate those who die for the sake of Allah. We are Muslims. I don't think the American people are hearing it. I don't think the world understands what is happening here. The real picture of Islam is showing up. Muslims are killed because they're jihadi, and the rest of the Muslims of the world are celebrating and commemorate these Muslims who were killed for the sake of Allah. And in America, once again, we have freedom. Muslims can celebrate and commemorate the death of the loved one, those who die for the sake of Allah, those who are the best of the Muslims, as Allah stated in the Quran.
600 years after Jesus Christ walked this planet, an obscure Arab preacher began proclaiming a radical and violent new faith. The would-be prophet, Muhammad. The new faith, the religion of Islam. And now, 14 centuries later, over 1.5 billion people claim to follow him and his supposed revelations from God contained within the Quran. But here in the modern West, what do we truly know about this deadly and dangerous religion that has conquered, killed, and enslaved hundreds of millions over the centuries? What do we know of its founder, of its holy book, and of its unalterable mandate to subdue and rule all of mankind? The Lord said through Hosea the prophet that, "My people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge." To combat this lack of understanding, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. It's time you, your church, or your organization becomes equipped with the truth about Islam. We are only one phone call or email away from scheduling a single seminar or even an entire series in your area. Please contact us at 941-223-1703 or by email at vicky@thestraightway.org. That's Vicky spelled V-I-C-K-I. You can also visit our website for more information at www.thestraightway.org. And now, back to our show.
Brother Paul, let's move on from the United States of America to Canada.
Well, we have a recording from Rebel News, and let me have that speak for itself.
Today, I am announcing new temporary immigration measures to support family members of Canadians and permanent residents from Gaza, as well as Israelis and Palestinians already in Canada. First, we are making fee-exempt study permits or open work permits available for immediate family members of a Canadian citizen or permanent resident, provided that they are currently resided in Canada and that they left Israel or the Palestinian territories on or after October 7th of 2023.
So, Brother Paul, can you give me in simple words what in the world is going on in the Canadian mind? I'm talking about the people who's in charge of that great country, which is, by the way, a country without border between us and them. What is going on there in simple words?
Liberal mind hive and submission to jihad. Civilization jihad has been successful in Canada.
So they will bring the Muslim from Gaza, their family members from Gaza, especially after October 7. As they talk about October 7, make these people victims. No, they are the victimizers of Israel. No, they are the victim. That's why we're going to bring them to Canada. Am I right in that?
That's exactly what they're saying.
If the Canadian would like to destroy their country by bringing Muslim without any logic or common sense, what about us, America, next door, when we know for sure there is no border between us and them?
It's a huge national security risk. There's no question about it. And I wouldn't be surprised if the United States national security has something to say about it.
Well, under Biden, for sure, they will not say anything about it. I will not be surprised that in the near future, you will hear the same announcement from the Biden administration that they will do the same thing. They will bring more Palestinians to America as refugees. And whoever would like to come to America, after all, they will be good Democrats and they will vote Democrats for the years to come.
That is exactly what's happening.
Let's move on, Brother Paul, from Canada to France. And we have a couple stories in France. What's going on there?
Well, on December 28th, a lady in her 50s was going up the stairs of Siquette in Cannes. She felt a presence behind her and saw a large man in a parka following her. She stepped aside to let the man go past, but instead of continuing on his way, he grabbed her by the collar and shouted a demand to bare her bosom. Scared, she tried to free herself. He tried to molest her, but because he was too drunk, he wasn't very successful. Instead, he violently threw her to the ground, then kicked her in the face. So much so that his sneakers were stained with his victim's blood. The 43-year-old Tunisian man fled, but was caught on video and arrested. He's being held until trial as a danger to the community.
Now, let me ask you a question. He is from the country of Tunisia, that's right?
Correct.
And he is a Muslim, that's right?
Correct.
And he didn't mention his name or his religion?
That is correct, yes.
What is going on with the French people? Why can't they call it for what it is? It's a Muslim man who believes in the practices and the ideology of Islam that any foreign infidel female, it is his right-hand possession, and he has the right to rape her if he wants to. And it's not called Raven Islam, it's called practice of Islam. What is so hard for the French people to figure this out before this thing grow all over France?
It's beyond me that the people of Europe do not defend their women or children.
That is exactly the greatest victory for the Muslims. Muslims love to see men back off and let the Muslim have their wives and their daughters and their granddaughters to do whatever he wishes. And that's exactly why the Muslims are leaving from Tunisia and from all over the Muslim world to go to France and everywhere else in Europe. It is for invading the West. It is invading Europe. And when we talk about invading Europe, I'm talking about killing the men, raping the women to raise Muslim babies, taking over Europe. That's exactly the agenda of the Muslims in Europe. And if the French people will not wake up soon to remove that cancer from the body of France and from the body of Europe, it will be too late. It'll be like cancer stage 4, where the doctors say the patient must die. This is the first story in France. What about the second story?
Well, as of January 1st of 2024, France will no longer allow foreign imams to work in mosques. President Emmanuel Macron is taking this next step to fight Islamist separatism in the country. From the turn of the year, it's going to be forbidden for foreign citizens to act as imams in the country's mosques.
Maybe for some people to look at this as a victory step, but in my personal opinion, it is another stupid step. Why? Because they cannot even name it right. What is Islamist separatism? It is Muslims. And to be honest with you, if you don't allow some foreign Muslim who is not a French citizen yet to be imam in a mosque, well, guess what? They got thousands of Muslims imams there who are friends. They're a citizen. And some of them actually were born in France. So what are you going to do about it? This is just a stupid step to show them red eye when in reality it's a coward eye. Call it for what it is. It is Muslim imams who preach the Quran, who preach the teaching of Muhammad, who practice Islam. If you cannot figure out that is Islam, it makes no difference to me who's teaching it. Some guy was born in France with blue eyes, or somebody come from the Muslim world who is in France illegally. It is Islam for the ignorant people of France, period. Let's move on, Professor Paul, from France to Germany, where we have another two stories as well.
Breezy the Don El Jaffe, a.k.a. Hate, is a rising Islamic TikTok star in Germany. He has 50,000 followers. Breezy is a Muslim who's 31 years old from Turkey and lives in Tenerife. On one of his recent live streams with the user Tesla Han, Hate said the following sentences. The Germans will experience their blue miracle. We will take the West. And when we're done with Germany, Austria will come. Hate said in another live stream, you Germans behave yourselves. Otherwise, I'll just say one word, mustard gas.
Well, it is a true threat. It will be fulfilled as long as he has the liberty to speak his mind. And face it, Brother Paul, there are plenty of Muslims in Germany. There are plenty of Muslims in Europe. When the late leader, Muammar Gaddafi of Libya, made his statement a few years ago about there are 52 million Muslims who live in Europe, and he made the statement that we do not need suicider. We do not need jihadi. What we have in Europe will take over Europe in 50 years, inshallah. When he made that statement, the people of the West laughed at him. Now I think if he's alive, he'll be laughing at all of us because the number of Muslims speak volume. When Mr. Hate said that Germany is gone and next is Austria, I will add to it, next is the rest of the European countries, because that is the reality. And if we do not wake up here in America to realize what's happening in Europe, America will be next. What about next story in Germany?
New Year's Eve was another problem in Germany. Riots and anarchy spread across Germany on New Year's Eve, making the major cities no-go areas for women, Jews, and gays. Indigenous Germans, the people who were born there and live there, largely avoided downtown areas on New Year's Eve. However, 54 police officers were injured, and 390 people, mainly military-age migrants, were arrested in Berlin alone.
Well, here we go. What I just said a minute ago, it's been proven to be true. We're not going to allow the German to be in some places in some days of the year. And tomorrow, we will not allow German to be anywhere, anytime in Germany, which means that is when Muslims will literally show the real color of Islam in their life by killing and kidnapping and raping the people of Germany, like it was in October 7 in Israel. Well, Brother Paul, let's move on from Germany to Nigeria.
Last week, we did report on 160 people being killed by jihadis. Today, we know those 160 were mostly Christians. Some pastors were killed. One of them was killed along with his wife and their five children. The largest number of those murdered were women, children, and the elderly. ABC News reported that many residents called Nigerian security services, but officers did not arrive for more than 12 hours after the attack ended. Nigeria led the world in Christians killed for their faith in 2022 with 5,014, according to Open Doors 2023 World Watch List.
Imagine with me, Brother Paul, here's 5,000 plus were killed in Nigeria. And the reporters would not mention it simply because they were Christians killed by the Muslims. Why? Because the media in the West do not want the people of the West to learn the truth about Muslims. We're talking about 54 countries in Africa. And here is in one country, 5,000 were killed. As a matter of fact, we know that there are hundreds of thousands of Christians were killed by the Muslims in Africa just recently in the last few years. Where are the Black Lives Matters here? These are Christian black people were killed by Muslims. Why nobody talk about it in America? Why the church is living in silence when they see this happening for their Christian brothers and sisters in Africa? We are silent today for the Christian who are slaughtered in Africa, and tomorrow the world will be silent when the Christian in America will be slaughtered by the same hands, the hand of the Muslim believers. What is happening in Nigeria, it will be in Florida, it will be in Virginia, it will be in California, it will be in Illinois, it will be in every state in America. Just give the Muslim enough time to have the large number, and they will be killing the men and raping the women and the daughters, as I have always said for the last 30 some years since I came to this country. Brother Paul, that brings us to the end of our time for our broadcast for today. Thank you so much for producing this show. And my dear friends, please continue to pray for the persecuted Christians all over the world. And until we meet again, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.